Texte numéro 45. Health panel approves restriction on sale of large sugary drinks. Seeking to reduce runaway obesity rates, the New York City Board of Health on Thursday approved a ban on the sale of large sodas and other sugary drinks at restaurants, street carts, and movie theatres, the first restriction of its kind in the country. The measure, championed by Mayor Bloomberg, is certain to intensify a growing national debate about soft drinks and obesity, and it could spur other cities to follow suit. The measure, which bars the sale of many sweetened drinks in containers larger than 16 ounces, is to take effect on March the 12th, unless it is blocked by a judge. The vote, by the Board of Health, was the only regulatory approval needed to make the ban binding in the city. But the American soft drink industry has campaigned strongly against the measure and vowed this week to fight it through other means, possibly in the courts. "This is not the end," Elliot Hoff, a spokesman for New Yorkers for Beverage Choices, a group financed by the soft drink industry which opposes the restrictions, said in an email moments after the vote. "By imposing this ban, the board has shown no regard for public opinion or the consequences to businesses in the city," Mr. Hoff wrote, noting a recent poll that showed 60% of New Yorkers believed the plan was a bad idea. Mr. Bloomberg is known for introducing ambitious and, some say, overreaching public health policies, like bans on smoking in bars and city parks and the posting of calorie counts on menus in chain restaurants. They often catch on around the country. Curbing obesity has been the latest goal of the mayor, who has been concerned about high rates of diabetes and weight-related health issues. More than half of adult New Yorkers are obese or overweight. Dr. Gowda, a professor of medicine at Columbia University and a member of the Board of Health, said he recognised that the public had concerns about the plan. But, he said, he had seen firsthand the deadly effect of obesity on patients he has treated in the city. "The same way that we've become acclimatised and normalised to sodas, we've started to become acclimatised to the prevalence of obesity in our society. The reality is we are in a crisis, and I think we have to act on this." The restrictions would not affect fruit juices, dairy-based drinks like milkshakes, or alcoholic beverages. No-calorie diet sodas would not be affected, but establishments with self-service drink fountains, like many fast food restaurants, would not be allowed to stock cups larger than 16 ounces. Adapted from the New York Times, September 2012.